You get to that place where you've shut down the inner dialogue and banished the doubt, you'll begin to experience these miracles that you visualized earlier and conceived of. And finally, the third thing, and the thing I'm going to write my next book about, is called conquering the ego, or slaying your self-importance. And slaying your self-importance is really about understanding that the ego part of you is nothing more than the action of your beliefs in your physical world. He's better than me, she's better than me, they offend me, this is wrong, I don't like what they're doing, I have to be better than somebody else, we're number one here. It's the endless repetition of your self-importance being put out there, which interferes with your ability to be on purpose. You see, if your life is on purpose, and it is an intelligent universe that we're all a part of, it means that when you come in with nothing, and you leave with nothing. So if you can have nothing while you're here, the measure of your life is not in your duration, but in its donations. How you measure, the only thing you can do with your life is give it away. That's all you can do, is give it away. To be on purpose, you have shifted off of your own self-importance, whether you're a salesman, whether you're a cab driver, whether you're a parent. The perfect metaphor for what we're here for is a nursing mother giving of herself and her body freely, asking nothing in return. Asking nothing in return. Just giving. And when you do that in your business, and you shift your awareness off of what's in it for me, and you get off of your ego and say, how may I reach, how may I help you, how may I serve, and let go of all the things that offend you. The wonderful concluding story that I have is of Carlos Castaneda, tells in The Power of Silence. And he is walking with his student. Carlos is his student. Don Juan is the teacher. And he has been studying with him for years to become a Nagual, a spiritual master who can do all of those things I earlier alluded to that are impossible. Changing shape, being in more than one place at one time, moving about the planet through consciousness. All things you'll begin to see more and more of as we change from a doubting philosophy to a knowing philosophy. And they're in the mountains of northern Mexico, and suddenly they look around and there's a jaguar over there to the left. And this jaguar is chasing them, and Don Juan says to his student, you see that jaguar? He's going to eat you. He wants you for dinner. And when he catches up with us, he will eat you and not me. And he says, but how can you be so sure? He said, because I know when he gets here that I can leave. And you believe you can't. And for 3 days, they are chased by this jaguar. And he has this enormous fear. And just when he thinks he's escaped, he looks and it's a little closer. And imagine yourself in the position, as you sit here, of having an animal that has much more speed and alacrity and who can read your thoughts, being this far away. And imagine yourself being eaten by this thing. To know his level of fear. And finally, after 3 days, he manages to escape. And they get to this cliff, and they sit on the top of the cliff, and Don Juan says to Carlos, he says, tell me, he said, during the 3 days that you were being chased by the jaguar, he said, were you offended by the jaguar? He said, no. He said, I wasn't offended. He was just a jaguar doing what he's doing. I just wanted to get out of his way and get on with my life. He said, that's how you have to learn to treat the onslaughts of all of your fellow human beings. You have to understand that they are on their path, doing what they're doing, not be offended, and get out of their way, and stay on purpose. Or as Thoreau put it, you have to learn to advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams, and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined. And when you do, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. It will chase after you when you get on purpose. Your miracle that I ask you to conceive of will arrive in your life and more. I promise. It's happened for me. It's happened with my family. And I give a lot of examples in Real Magic. When you banish the doubt, shut down that inner dialogue and get peaceful and surrender. And get rid of your self-importance. Because, my friends, when you learn to trust in yourself, what you're doing is you're learning to trust in the very wisdom that created you. God bless you, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much.